Okay, so first of all, we thank our monthly sponsor, my nephew, Jacob Steinmetz, who sponsored this month's learning in honor of my grandfather, his great-grandfather, Rav Shlomo Tzvi Reuven Ben Shimon. He should, I guess we should have done the mother's name, but he's alive and well, Baruch Hashem, and he should continue to be alive and well. And the week's learning is sponsored by Yoni and Lisa Wintner in honor of all of you, all of their Bayim and the Kolo. I'm wishing you all an amazing new year, full year in L.A. So we thank our sponsors for their donations, for their contribution to the Kolo. So if you started the sugya on Daf Vav, Amud Aleph, Masechta Sanhedrin, yesterday, so you hopefully you saw the Gemara about that we're jumping into the sugya of Pshara now. The way it'll go is that this Amud is basically the lines about Pshara and Halacha, and then we'll also jump into some Agadta related to Pshara. And hopefully you're holding in the Tosan Daf Vav Manal from the bottom already, or at least Willie, I think, did the Dibur Maskal. That's good also. I think it's about as much as you'll need to follow, at least the first half. So we skipped Kimin Hagenu in the Yeshiva Akdaisha. We skipped Taos B'Shikol Adas. I had what to say, obviously. I had a whole Shir Klali, but whatever, no time. Okay. But we'll talk a little bit about Pshara starting now. So there's an interesting Tosan Daf Vav Manal here. Taos Dibur Maskal Bitsua. Bitsua Begimel. So Taos say as follows. We have a potential machlok is about this in the Gemara later on, whether e makshinan pshar ladin. But assuming pshar ladin, the afagav de makshi pshar ladin, there is a connection, there's a hekish between pshara, making a compromise in the din Torah, and the din Torah itself, deciding chayv and zakai. Lav l'chol davar makshinan, it's not a full hekish, de bedin azlina basar ruba, im shnayim omrim zakai, ve'echad omer chayv, O Ipcha, by a din, we have a rule of Hochin Achar Rov. We go Basa Ruba in order to pass in the Shaila. So if two people say Chayiv, one says Zakai, we pass in Chayiv. Two people say Zakai, and one person says Chayiv, we pass in Zakai. We follow Rov. By Pshara, by compromise, by Pshara, law is Lina Basa Ruba. That's not true. We don't follow a Rov. Rather, Achi Eskim Shlashtan Das Ledas Echad. We wait until the Haskamas Das Kulan. We wait until all three Dayanim, we're assuming there's three Dayanim here, all three Dayanim will agree to the Psak of Pshara, and then we can have a Pshara. You can't go by Rov. It can't be that two guys said one way and one guy said a different way. No, we need Haskamas Kulam. So already you should be thinking, but we'll ask you more pointedly in a second, why? Like, why would that be true? What's Pshara? What's Din? Why would not have a Rov by Pshara? Yeah, have a Rov by Din. Okay. But then Tosis bring a Raya, Lekach. Raya Lekach, Kida Amar Beperek Basr the Mesechas of the Zar, and Daf Ayin Bezna of the Zar, the Gemara says that you submit yourself to a Shuma Kida Shaim Beit Lasa, Afilu Tremi Geit Lasa, even if you have two out of the three who say a certain way, Kida Amri Beit Lasa, Ad the Amri Beit Lasa. Right? You only will have a Shuma that's Chal, that's going to register, if all three of them agree, all three of the, what's the noun for the people who make a Shuma? Shamayim? No, I'm saying... What? No, praise is in English, but in how would you say it in Hebrew?
Shamayim.
Beis Shamayim next. So all these three appraisers, when they agree, then you'll... Why? Because you submitted yourself to Das Shloshtan. So even two out of three is not going to be enough. So just in terms of the din. So this din of that you need, by Pshara, you need not a Rov, but you actually need everyone to agree. You need a unanimous decision, so that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat Yud Beis Yud Ches brings that halacha. It's interesting, if you look inside, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, that you need Haskamas Kulam by a Pshara. He doesn't quote a different Yesh Omrim, but he says, Yesh Omrim, that you do need a Haskamas Kulam. So often when the Shulchan Aruch says that, he means there's someone else that he's combating. There's someone else who wasn't Omer this. Yesh Omrim, that you need a full agreement by everyone, but Yesh Omrim, I guess not. So the Achronim quote from the from Rabbi Yonasan Aibshitz from the Tumim that you have Tosas on our page a few Dibur Maskels later, where Tosas and Dibur Maskel B'Tizgi seem to imply, I don't know if it's Mukhach, but they seem to imply that from Yerushalmi, Afgav Dim Mefarish B'Yerushalmi, Time Dere Meir, Mishum, the Pshar Nami Lo Tzricha Hechreya Das, the Pshar Nami Tzricha Hechreya Das, what did I say, Lo Tzricha? The Pshara Nami Tzricha Echrei Das Mikol Makom Mitol Devar Meir Mashma De Trei Nami Shalasu Pshara Kimo Shai Regin Shlosh Lasas Lo Asu Lo Klum Bale Dinin Yechol Nachsu Behem. So over there in the Yerushalmi, whatever, the Yerushalmi has this idea that pshara nami tzricha echre adas. So it sounds like echre adas means there's some sort of hachra that takes place in a pshara. So Rav Naibisha says, look, you have a tosis here on our, it's interesting, it's two tosin later. It's like, that's a stira, if you have two tosin on the same page. So here, tosis are saying a stam deya, that even by pshara you need a hachra. Sounds like you go by rule by a pshara. Okay, tzarachin in terms of stira, I'm not really working on that. But that's why maybe the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh omrim, that by pshara, you don't go by rov, you need all of the dayanim. But taka, there is a yesh omrim in our sugya even, that that you can go by rov, even by pshara. That would have been the default, right? The default would have been, why? Why not follow rov? Rov works not only by din, which should be somewhat related to pshara, especially if they're the hekesh, but rov works by everything. We always follow rov and halacha. So why here all of a sudden we don't follow rov and halacha? So it's a good kasha. So there's a day who assumes like that. Okay, but our Tosa doesn't seem like that, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass them like that. Yeah, in order to get into a little bit of the fundamentals here of what's going on, so just to ask a more technical question, what's the raya from, no, this is bothering anyone, what's the raya from Masechet Avodah Zarah? That's a case over there where they said, first of all, it's Shuma, it's not Pshara or Din. Second of all, they're asking for a Shuma Al Yedei 3. But either way, Shuma, my opinion, Shuma eats al Pshara. There's no Shaykhs. How do you bring a Raya from evaluating the cost of something to Pshara? So the Aruch Lener asked this Kasha also. So Aruch Lener, I don't remember if he gave an answer even, but in the footnotes in the new edition of the Aruch Lener, they have a sefer called Yad Melech. Not familiar with it. But the Yad Melech writes a chiluk between Din and between Pshara. Din, he says, by Din Torah, we're being Mevarer, the Emes, Al Pidayanim. We're trying to come to the truthful answer of what happened or what's deserved based on Dine Torah, Al Pidayanim. By Pshara, we're not being Mevarer any Emes. We're just trying to decide how to proceed, but we're not trying to say this happened or this didn't happen, or we're not trying to say this guy owes this or doesn't owe that, or is owed this or isn't owed that. We're just trying to come to a pshara. We're just trying to come up with a solution. So there's no stira, there's no hisnagdus between deos chalukos, the dayanim against each other. There's no, this guy saying chai, this guy saying zakai. They're just saying different things. They're saying apples and they're saying oranges. There's no way to be machria al pirov. And basically, because of that, this is where there's a twist here. Because of that, when I submit myself to a pshara, I'm not asking for a din al pirov. I'm asking for an answer. It's as if I said, kedami beklasa. I'm coming in and saying, I don't want to know chai or zakai, and therefore you guys can duke it out and we'll go by a rov. I want to know, how should I act? How should I proceed? I want you guys to decide on how I should proceed. If I'm asking them to decide as a whole, as a unit, I'm submitting myself to a pshara al yedei tlasa. So I'm looking for that pshara where the mefashrim are going to decide together, and therefore you need haskamas kulam. Now that last point I think is the way they quote the Yad Melech saying it. You could have said it, maybe even thought I was going to say it differently while I was saying it before, because there's another way you could have said it, which I think the way we saw it is that Rav Shechter Shlita suggested this explanation. It's quoted in the footnotes in the Shir HaRav, so if you want to look it up. In the Shir Rav, the Rav has a brilliant Shir on Pshara in general. So in a footnote there, Rav Shechter said a little bit differently, and then I'll give you a third one that I also know from the Rav as well. With a mashal, let's say. So there's a famous Ran in the Darim. Some people call it the Telzer Ran. The Telzer Ran, because there's a Telzer Chilak over here. So the Ran talks about the Machlokas Tanayim, whether Bittel Berov applies by a Darish Yesh L'Matirim. So according to the Man Damer, that Bittel Berov doesn't apply by Davar Shiyosh Matirin. It means as follows. He explains. It's based on Rabbi Yehuda Chacham in terms of Min Bimino, Min Bishaino Mino. Is there Bittel by Min Bimino, Min Bishaino Mino? That's Machlokas Tanaim that we're talking about. So Laman Damar that there's Bittel, you would think it's easy to understand by Min Bimino. There's two things here. One is Isser, one is Heter. Even though they're Min Bimino, even though they're of similar makeup, but it's one versus the other. Issa versus Heter. So the Rov is Mevatel, nullifies the Miyat. Okay, why is there a Man D'Amar Min Bimino is not Batel? Why is there a Man D'Amar like that? So the Ran explains like this. The way Bittel works is that there's a clash between two entities. There's Isser and Heter. So if they clash, Isser and Heter, and they're so different, then one can swallow up the other. Let's say the heter is overwhelmingly in quantities, overwhelmingly present. So then if it's 100 heterim versus one iser, so mutter wins out. Mutter defines the mixture. But But what happens when it's min bimino in the sense that they don't really clash? It's almost like they're just like swimming side by side, these two things in here, even if there's a rove, but there's no clash. In order to have bittul, in order to have nullification, the two things have to be against each other, and then one overpowers the other. But if there's no clash, there's no one against the other, then there's never going to be bittul, because nothing's overpowering the other. They just exist in unison. So that's liman da amar, min bimino ein abatal. Says the Ran, when you have a case of davar shiyesh lamatirin, meaning something is usser, but it's going to have a shas heter later. It's going to turn into heter later on. So it's a shtikl min bimino in that way. Meaning this thing is usser, but it has a heter. So is it really usser or is it really a dvar heter? So in a certain sense, it's a dvar heter. And then when you have a davar, it's a dvar heter. So when you have a davar shiyesh lamatirin mixing with a davar isser, a dvar isser, so those two things don't really clash. They don't really clash because the davar shiyesh lamatirin is usser, but it has a shtikl heter to it. If it has a shtikl heter to it and its quality, so there's no full fight, there's no combat, there's no clash between the two, and therefore bittul can't land, bittul can't take place. Basically, what you need to know from the mashal, what the mashal is trying to teach us from the Ran, that's what the Ran says about, again, min bimino, and therefore davar shiyesh lamatirin. What that's showing us is that in order to have bittul berov, you need two things to be against each other. You can't have bittul berov of, you know, there's no bittul barov here of, I don't know, I don't actually have any good mashal. I thought I was going to say something about one guy wearing a sweater, but I don't really have it. So, and also I'm worried Fishman's going to pop out and be like, ha, he's wearing a sweater. You need two things to be clashing against each other in order to have bittul. One overwhelms the other, but if two things are coexisting, they're both true. They both exist side by side in unison. They're not fighting each other. If they're not getting in a fight, they're not going to be mivatel each other. They're just going to live happily together. So, says, I think this is what Rav Shechter is getting at, says Rav Shechter, when you have two deyas in a din Torah. So this guy is either chayiv or zakai. It's a stira, right? You can't be chayiv and zakai. You're one or the other. So if two guys say chayiv and one guy says zakai, what's the din? The din is the two guys who are saying chayiv are fighting against the one guy who says zakai. They're clashing. And two versus one. Two overwhelms one. So it becomes chayiv because it's batal rov. Right? That's azlina basaruba. But in a pshara, you don't have emes versus sheker. You don't have right versus wrong. If I say the pshara is that you should pay $50, and my other dayan, my fellow dayan says, no, you should really pay $40, and the third dayan says, yeah, I agree, $40, there's no bittul berov of 40 versus 50. They're both emes, they're both pshara. This would have been a good pshara, and they think, yeah, but maybe this is a good pshara. Everyone agrees they're psharas, each one's a chefta shel pshara. It's just a question of which one we should tell them to do, but there's no right and wrong, there's no chayv and zakai. So you can't have bittul when there's multiple truths. There's multiple possibilities. There's multiple pshara shel emes here. So what bittul? How could you have bittul? So says Taisus, no, you can't have bittul. You need a pshara al yedei kulam. You need a haskamas kulam, because the only way to come to a hachra, so to speak, loosely speaking, is through everyone agreeing to a pshara. But if everyone disagrees about the pshara, there's not going to be a rove that's going to win out, because there's no bittul of one emes versus another emes, because it's not like a iser v'heter. It's not like two different tastes. It's the exact same thing. There's no clash. Then there's not going to be any bittul, and therefore you can't go basa ruba. Yeah.
So you're explaining how Tosis could even work with Yerushalmi? No.
I'm not. Is that a suggestion you're making?
No, I thought you were saying, just as the last thing.
Because I said the word hachra? That's why I said loosely speaking after I said that. Meaning, I didn't mean hachra in the sense of being machriel pirov. I meant hachra just in the sense of deciding the case, like deciding what to do. Yeah. The decision of what to do has to be al yedei kulam, because if you had a rove, it wouldn't clash, and therefore there would be no bittul. You have multiple. There's multiple possibilities here. There's no way to go pirov. We had something similar when we spoke about Shuma earlier in the first man. Yeah.
The Ran has that svar in a different context.
What svar?
That Din is a milchama against the Deus, but Shari is just going after Shalom. So
you want to read it? Yeah.
Says. So, meaning having one versus or two, in terms of shara is the same thing because they're just misgavim and shalom.
So, okay, so just to be clear, what the Ran is a totally different context.
Yes.
And he's not saying this shtickl, you're just saying it's like a little of a smuch and like off. The Ran is saying something interesting though in that sugya, in the sense that we think of, this is interesting because I actually want to talk about this at some point, we think of shalom meaning pshara, the Torah, the Navi, David HaMelech refers to, or the Navi, I forget. David HaMelech, it's in Tillim? Okay, whatever. But shalom is referring, we think, to the Bali Din. Meaning they're going to feel it was shalom after a pshara. The Ran is saying differently. He's saying the Dayanim have shalom when they're chasing a pshara. meaning by din there's a melchama of deos, but by pshara everyone's chasing the same. That's interesting. Anyway, so you're saying just like a smuchim lekach, he's saying there's a melchama versus everyone's on the same page. Yeah, it's good. That's it's not the same. He's not talking about this, no, but that's it's cute. That's good. Yeah, I saw something else just on the Bar Ilan. I was looking if anyone talks about this. The Reb David Pivarsky in the Shir of David. So he had also interesting. I don't know why what he says has to be true, but it's interesting. So he asks this question. You know, why is it that there's no bitul barov? Why is there no azlina basar ruba by pshara? So he says the difference between pshara and din is that by din is interesting. By din, you and I have a sichsuch. So I think I'm owed $50 and you think you're pater. What's the din? Or let me ask it differently. When was the answer to this question? When did the answer to this question come to the world? The answer to this question came into the world by Matan Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, there was a din. There was a psak halacha on our case in front of us. What's the job of the Dayanim? To uncover what was that psak din. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu to tell all of Klal Yisrael is the halacha in this case? So, me and I have a sichsuch. I think you owe me 50, you think you don't owe me 50. So now, the Diana, we're going to say, let's just look into the Torah and figure out what is the din in this case. The din was already, you know, created. Sheish and Meditabri, we had a din. So, he says, pshara. So there, you have a rov. So you're trying to figure out what the Das Torah is. So we have a rov to determine what the will of the Torah was. By pshara, there's nowhere in the Torah where it says what they should do in this case. There's no din. There's no objective truth here. There's no, this is the din and this is not the din. They're not trying to uncover something from Matan Torah, and you can't therefore follow rules of Psak Halacha. They're not paskening on, should it be this way or should it be that way. What they're doing is they're trying to, the way he says it is they're trying to, or the way it's written down, is that they're trying to create a new din. They're trying to be, I think it's use the word yotzer, be miyatzer, yeah. I have it here. There was no world in which before you and I came before the court and said we want a pshara, we want a little bit of a compromise. There was no case where we look in the shach and say, yeah, the shach says that really the Torah wants this pshara. No, there's no such thing like that. This psak din never existed before. The basin is actually creating a new din, alayde pshara. Didn't exist ever before. And apparently, this is the part where I'm not sure you had to say this, but apparently, in order to create a new din, you need a base din. It's a ma'aseh base din to create a new din. You can't go al piro for that, because we're not deciding something, what's true and what's not true. We're trying to create a new chefsa shel din. For that, you need a base din. I don't know if that the last step, like, I don't know why the last step is true. Why do you need a base din for that? Maybe you could do that al piro also. But the chilik is a good chilik. It's a good point to think about, meaning that by din, you're doing something entirely different. By din, you're uncovering the truth that already existed. By pshara, we're trying to craft a new truth that never existed before, and that's not anyone's fault. This case didn't exist. This pshara didn't have to exist. He adds on that for that, apparently you need a base din. Okay, it's a chiluk. I don't know why it's mechalik in this case, but it's a chiluk. It's interesting. The last thing, this I think I heard from Rav Twersky, b'shem the Rav, and it's, I think it's in the Shir HaRav. I just, you have to review the whole Shir, is that it's similar to what Rav Shalta said, but it's different. Is that by pshara there's multiple truths. So not that there's no bittul because there's no clash. That's what we were saying. There's no clash, there's no bittul. But there's no bittul because there's just multiple possibilities. Each one of these is correct. So it's not that they're so similar and therefore they can't be mivatel each other. It's that once you have two things on the table, you can't choose one over the other because they're both true. So unless the dayanim can come to an agreement on what the pshara should be, each one is MS. You can't decide based on Rove. It's MS versus MS. They're all possibilities. So you need the Dayam to come to Haskama in order to have a Psak on Pshar. Yeah. Those are some possible Mahalchim in the Tosis on that you need a, you don't go by Rove. You need a Haskama's Kulam by Pshar. Indirectly, a little bit, or maybe directly, a little bit what that Sugya touches on is really what the central sugya of what we want to talk about, which is what, again, if you read that shir from the Rav, you'll see this being fleshed out. But we want to figure out what is the gether of pshara. What is pshara? Is pshara din, a subset of din? Is there two tracks of din? You could do a din alayde, din Torah, where they argue it out and they have chayav or zakai, or you could say, I want to submit myself to a din shel pshara. I mean, are these two types of din? Or no, it's totally entirely different things. Two types of din, a din or a pshara? Or no, din is a din Torah, and pshara doesn't even have a koch of basin. It's not really a day basin. It's something entirely different. It's a different cheftz of psak halacha, having no shaychus really to a din Torah. If you say the latter, that it's really not a din Torah, so you not that that explains in Svara, but then you understand the possibility, opens the possibility for a day like Tosas on Daf Vav, that you don't go by Rov. Meaning we know by Din Torah you go by Rov. By Pshara, do we know that you go by Rov? No. It's not really the same thing as Din. If it's the same thing as Din, what do you mean? Why would you not go by Rov? It's hard to understand that. But if it's Mamish, a separate sugya entirely, Pshara and Din, so you could hear why it's possible that you wouldn't follow Rov, or at least it opens the possibility that you wouldn't follow Rov, and you need Haskamas Kulam. Nothing's mukher there because you still have to prove why one would have three, one would have a need for all three, and one would have a suffice with a rove. But it opens the door to such a thing. Akaponim, either way, that is the central question. Our sugya. So let's read the Gemara together and see how maybe it comes out of the just pshuto shel Gemara here. Just comes out of Shak of Tarya. The Gemara Sanhedrin Vav Lamech Tanai Bitzua Bishlosha. We know that pshara you need three dinam divrei Rav Meir. The Chacham Rom Pshara B'Yachid. So Rav Meir says you need three dayanim for a pshara. The Chacham say pshara B'Yachid, one dayan suffices. So Avru Elukuliyam Makshim Pshara L'Din. So the original idea over here is that maybe everyone agrees that pshara is Hukash L'Din, which is kind of like the operating assumption Taisus from before. And my lad the Hakamith Ligid Maris Avad Mishlosha, Maris Avad Mishnayim. Maybe they're arguing with the in Din. Lo, the Kuliyam Adin Shlosha, Vachabacham Mifligi. Everyone agrees Din needs Shlosha. The question is here, Maris Avad Makshim Pshara L'Din, Maris Avad Makshim Pshara L'Din. Maybe it's a machlokis whether there's a tzushtel between pshara and din, fine. Lema tlasa tnai bipshara demarsa b'shlosha marsa b'shnayim umarsa b'yachid. Right, a new mandamar that there's also shnayim. We'll see that the shnayim also thinks you could do b'yachid. Amar b'achad b'ridar v'ika v'itim r'b'yemar bar shlamya man de amar trei afilu chanami b'had the amar trei kiyechid l'habi aleisade. Fine. Amar b'ashi shma mina pshara ena tzricha kinyan. Says Rashi zemefunda. You see from here that pshara eina tzricha kinyan. When you make a pshara so you don't need a kinyan to make that pshara register, to make that pshara have a chalos, to have tokef. What's the svara? Where does Rav Ashi see that? D'isalka daitach tzricha kinyan. If you would have needed a kinyan for a pshara to work, to be binding, then l'man da'amar tzricha tlas alamali. So then if you need a kinyan, why do you need tlasa? Right? Meaning, if you need a kinyan, that's what makes it binding. Why do you need three dayanim to make it binding? Three dayanim is to make it a binding kalach adin. Just go to one person or two people as an aid or something. And, tlasa lamli, tizgi betray. Have two people, they'll be aidim. I think Rashi fills that in, right? They'll be aidim on the pshara. Vilik nimine. And you make a kinyan. You don't need a dayanim, three dayanim. So that's the svar, right? Meaning, from this, a person needs three dayanim. We see you do not need a kinyan. Because if you definitely needed a kinyan, you wouldn't need three dayanim. Yeah? Clear? Behilchasa says the Gemara, whatever, there's nothing in between these two statements, but Behilchasa, pshara tzricha kinyan. Now we say taka the opposite. Hilchasa is pshara tzricha kinyan. So the Tanoim here are arguing within the sugya of pshara. Reb Meir thinks you need three dayanim, the Chacham think you need one, Rashbag has this shita of two or one, fine. At the end, Reb Ashi basically says that you need, or liman d'amar that you need. Gimel dayanim, you see pshara ein atzricha kinyan, because gimel dayanim makes a binding. Why would you need a kinyan? And you would have just had two, eidim is enough. And the Gemara has a maskana, no, hilchasa pshara atzricha kinyan. Okay, so yesh l'ayin, what's the svar in Rav Meir that you need three dayanim? And what's the real depth to the connection between three dayanim and atzricha kinyan or not? Couldn't you have said that Tanayim were arguing about the amount of dayanim? And they maybe also argued about the Tzorach HaKinyan. Maybe the Dayanim doesn't represent any relationship with the Tzorach HaKinyan. Meaning, where does this Svara, where does this all even come from? So let's start like this. Two Bali Din bring their case before a Beis Din, and they're asking for a Din Torah. Not a Pshara, they're asking for a Din Torah. Chayav Zakai, yeah? Regular Din Torah. So everyone agrees they don't need a Kinyan there, correct? Meaning, the Beis Din is going to say, Chayav, this guy's going to have to pay off, he's going to be buying, there's going to be a Tokef of Psak. Why? Why don't you need a kinyan? Answer. Koach HaBeisin is that there's a certain tokef. There's a binding nature to what Beisin says, that there's a psak halacha here. If they say something, you can't now be chozer and say, actually, I want to go to a different din Torah. Actually, I don't want to listen to you guys. I want to get... No. If a Beisin, a real bona fide Beisin, paskins a shayla, there's a strength. There's a binding nature to that psak. The din is a din gomer, and you can't possibly back out of it now. You can and should choose a basin yafeh. You could choose which basin to go to, but once you choose that basin, then once they render a psak, there's no hedging, there's no getting out of that psak halacha. There's a tokev, a psak halacha that the basin has. There's a koach, there's a strength that basin has, that their psak is binding. So, of course you don't need a kinyan, right? That's the point. Of course you don't need a kinyan. Why would you need a kinyan? The basin itself is, their hachra is binding. When you do need a kinyan, in cases where you do need a kinyan, what does that show you? So probably what it shows you is that in cases where you don't have a basin, that's machriya, in cases where you don't have a maisa basin, which is binding, which makes this a case that's going to stick, a psak that's going to stick, so you need a kinyan to show hischayv as bedas. You need a kinyan to show that I'm being machayev myself to the money that they're telling me to pay him. If it was a psak basin, I don't need a kinyan. The very fact that the basin said it, that's machayev me. But if a person has to make a kinyan in any given case, it shows that this person is not chayiv to pay whatever he's taking on himself to pay because of what was paskin, but rather because of the kinyan that he made. So if you see that you need a kinyan by pshara, maybe, what you see is that it's muchach u'muchach that the tokef of pshara is not a tokef of psak basin. This is like not simple, this is simple, but do you hear what we're saying so far? If you need a kinyan, this is the svara that the Gemara is talking about. If you need a kinyan within the case of pshara, what does that show you? It shows you that what you're lacking is the hischaibas. What do you mean? If it was a maisa basin, there is a hischaibas. Basin said, pay $50. No, if they said you're chayiv $50, you hear. There's a toke of a basin. What if they said there's a pshara? As a pshara, you should pay $50 to make the guy feel good. Is that a psak halacha of basin? Says the Gemara, well, you need a kinyan. Oh, if you need a kinyan, it's not a psak halacha of a basin. It's an entirely different track. It's something entirely different. It has nothing to do. It's not a second mahalach within Din Torah, but rather it's a new entity entirely of Pshara, and there's no Tokef of a Maisa Basin. There's not a Kolach of Basin over here. Again, side note, maybe that's why the rules of Rov by them don't apply. And additionally, you need a Kinyan to make sure that this is actually going to be a Schaivas Bedas. That's what Rashi is saying. Mishitas Reb Meir, that Ba'inon Gimel Dayanim, what do we see? That he thinks that a Pshara is a Maisa Basin. Hare, you need three Dayanim. If Pshara was not a Maisa Basin, why would you need three Dayanim? There are answers to this, but why would you need three Dayanim? Mistama, if you need three Dayanim, it shows that you think this is a real Basin, a real Maisa Basin. So says Reb Meir, you need three Dayanim. Says Rashi, oh, you need three Dayanim? It must be that Pshara ain't a Tzricha Kinyan. Because it must be this is really a Maisa Basin. If it's a Maisa Basin, I don't need a Hischaivas V'das. It's binding because a Basin is going to pask in it. If it's a second track of Basin, if it's within the concept of Maisa Basin, then why would I need a Kinyan? Why would I need a Kinyan at all for a Pshara? Elamai, no, it's a Psak Alachai, they're Basin. No Kinyan necessary whatsoever, says Ravashi, from her Meir Shita, that you need three Dayanim, you see that you do not need a Kinyan because the Hischaivas is Minei Uvei from the Psak Alachai of the Basin. I think it's simple, but if anyone doesn't understand, good so far? Okay. Too simple or you hear? Flashing out the Gemara. Too simple. Ah, no, it's a good say. Okay, not too simple. Okay. Lefiza yesh lain. What's the maskanas of Gemara? I mean, that's all Ravashi said a lot, so that was helpful and we fleshed it out, fine. But then the Gemara just turns on its head and says, oh, helchasab shar tzricha kinyan. So what happened? Do we disagree with that svara? That svara was very good. If you need three dayanim, it shows that's a maisa basin, and you should have no need for kinyan. So we turn around and say hilchos of pshara tzricha kinyan. Are we flipping and saying no? That's far as bad. You still need a kinyan, even though it's gimel dayanim. Or are we saying maybe something else? Maybe we're saying you don't really need gimel dayanim, and therefore you need a kinyan. But we're just leaving out a lot of words. Like what's going on in this pushback, this maskanas of Gemara? So if you look at Rashi. Rashi says in Dibur Maslo hilchos of pshara tzricha kinyan. Says Rashi three words va'afilu nasis b'shlosha. Even if the Din Torah was done, ayde shlosha, ayde three dayanim, you still need a kinyan. So doesn't that go against what we just said? Meaning Rashi is assuming we still have a case of three dayanim, and you're still going to need a kinyan afterwards. So why? If it's three dayanim, isn't that a show it's a maisa basin? So I think the answer is obvious. But afilu, right? Rashi is saying very clearly. He's not saying you need three dayanim, and even so you need a kinyan. He's saying even if you end up using three dayanim, you still need a kinyan. That's what Rashi's saying. So what's the pshat? Meaning, isn't kinyan tully in the fact that it's not a maisa basin? The answer is, it's not a maisa basin anymore, maybe. Right? It's not a maisa basin anymore. If you needed three dayanim, you hear. There's a raya. Ravashi's right. If you pass like Reb Meir, you hear. Ravashi's right that we hold like Reb Meir. We need three dayanim. It shows that it's a maisa basin. You obviously don't need a kinyan. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, that Pshara B'Yachid, you can have even one Dayan, then you for sure need a Kinyan, because it's not a binding Maisa Beis Din. Oh, but what if I did it with three Dayanim, says Rashi? Maybe since I did it with three Dayanim, it's going to now have a status of Maisa Beis Din, I wouldn't need a Kinyan, says Rashi. No, you still need a Kinyan. You still need a Kinyan. Why do you still need a Kinyan in that case? So Tosas give an answer here. Tosas say, the Hilchos of Pshara Tzurkin, the short one, Tos have a different approach, right? They say, at least I think, Rashi's saying, you don't need three dayanim. You only need one dayan. What is that? We're saying, what's that mochiach? What's that machriach? That this is not a din Torah, this is a pshara ba'alma, and therefore, pshara tzricha kinyan. Says Rashi, and lest you think that, yeah, you don't need three dayanim, but once you have three dayanim, it becomes a din Torah. You don't need a kinyan because it became a din Torah. Says Rashi, no. I feel if you do it a shlosha, it doesn't really become a din Torah. It's still be'etzem a pshara is something entirely different, and you still need a kinyan. That's clear. That's Rashi. Tosas don't focus on that. We'll come back to Rashi in a second. Tosas don't focus on that. Tosas say you do need shlosha. Rashi sounds like you don't need shlosha, but you might have a case where you do shlosha dayanim. Says Tosas, no, you don't need shlosha at all. I'm sorry. Says Tosas, you do need shlosha. You need three dayanim. Why do you need three dayanim? Not because it's a din Torah. Why need three dayanim? Because even though it's a pshara and that's different than a din Torah, and even though you're going to have a kinyan, there's a cheshash that someone's going to taina, or it might bamis be true, that it's going to be a kinyan betas. He's going to say, no, I made a kinyan, but I don't know, whatever. I didn't expect it to cost me so much. I didn't expect the dayanim to go on his side. I don't know, whatever. You would not be sure. So in order to ensure that it's a pshara mutzdekes that everyone agrees to, so you make a kinyan to make sure that this guy is really in it all the way with his, you make the kinyan to be mischai bedas, but the guy could still say, my kinyan was betas, I didn't expect such a hefty cost. So in order to make sure that everything's on the up and up, and this guy really agrees to it, not the kinyan part, we have three dayanim, says Tosas, to ensure that it's not a kinyan betas, but rather was done with all of the das necessary, and it's certainly a hischai bedas through his kinyan. So Rashi and Tosas are coming to the same place, right? We're even in a case where you use three, you need a kinyan. And they're going in the Gemara that way. But it sounds like from Tosas, we always need three dayanim, but not because Pshar is a din. Pshar is not a din. LMI, we need three dayanim to ensure that the kinyan is not betaz. Rashi is also saying, Pshar is not a din. Pshar is sagi b'yachid, Rashi says. And we don't need three even for this chashash. I think it sounds like. We don't need three even for this chashash of Tosas. LMI, you might come to use three. Why? I don't know. Maybe because you want to be choshish for Tosas? I don't know. Whatever. Or you found three guys and you want to give them a... You'll bring them onto the case. You'll have three dayanim. Why? Because it's convenient. Because you like the guy. Whatever. You want to have a three-man pshara. Fine. Isn't that? You could do that. Says Rashi, I feel when asked pshara, don't think you're out of the kinyan. It doesn't become a din Torah after that.
There could be a machlok as Rashi and Tosas Ladina in the Shitas Rameir. According to Rashi, it could be that Rameir would require a basis for Yavis. Obviously, it would not require a kinyan. Tosas would think that according to Rameir, still the kinyan with Tos.
Still, so Rameir's Shitas is that you need three dayanim.
You need three dayanim. So Rashi is saying his hilchos in the shita of the chacham.
That's what I'm saying. I think is clear. Rashi is saying that we pass like this part. I'm trying to say out is that Rashi is saying we pass like chachamim that you really sagi be'echad. Elamai, you might do the pshara b'three. You still need a kinyan.
Right. What about Rameir holds you need three for pshara? Does he need a kinyan? According to Rashi.
We're not undoing Ravashi's sar. That's the point.
Right. That Tosis.
Yeah.
Would suggest potentially that even in Rameir.
No, but Tosas is saying why we need three. He's not saying why we need a kinyan. Tosas is assuming we need a kinyan. Hilchos Pshara Tzricha Kinyan.
And that can be true even in the Shitas Rameir.
Why would you. Ravashi's Svar is very good. Why would you think that? Meaning, you need to be convinced that would be true. Why do you need a kinyan according to Rameir?
Couldn't that be the pushback? The Gemara's Vehilchos is this Svar. The Gemara didn't spell out, but Tosas is spelling it out.
No, but Tosas is spelling out why we need three, not why we need a kinyan. You're saying Rameir in the first place. Yeah, but that's hard. I don't know. That's hard. That's saying it's against Ravashi, right?
Isn't that what was saying? What do we do with Ravashi's taina?
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Meaning, maybe he's answering kasha. Meaning, not that hadlo sagi betray that we paskin that you still need three, even though we have a kinyan. Mm-hmm. Rather, this that Rameir holds three. Maybe that's a gemara pech in the gemara. That's all. But in chami, that could be tosas in
mchodesh. Right. In the Chachamim, it could be that Rashi does agree with
Yeah,
Lidina.
Yeah,
that
yeah. How yeah, that part's still true. Yeah, yeah.
This Bahalik is saying that Hilchos Pshara Tzricha Kinyan is being Docha as far as Ravashi.
Yeah, yeah. Meaning, we thought from the beginning, like Rashi, which makes a lot of sense, that when Rameir says you need three, I don't know, it's hard. The Gemara said it's Tully and Hekish of Din to Pshara. And it knocks it off, everyone agrees one way. But like the Gemara clearly thinks it's about the Tzushtel to Din. It's hard to say what Tosa says. Lamaskana is that what the whole Gemara was wrong, not just Rashi. The whole Gemara was really wrong. It's hard. But yeah, in Echanami, I hear you. So yeah, so what Rabbi Peres is suggesting is that Tosa is saying, V'had lo sagi begimel, meaning Lefi Reb Meir, that lo sagi begimel, what do you mean? Hilchsap Pshara Tzurich Kinyin, even according to Reb Meir. Why? Reb Meir holds Gimel because of that. No, so Reb Meir held Gimel because of something entirely different, because of this chashash of a Kinyin Matas. Everyone agreed you need a Kinyin. Reb Meir still needs Gimel because of a Kinyin Matas. Yeah, I mean, like, maybe it's even Pasha Pshara and Tosa, and then Tosa is hard, but then Tosa is hard. So that's like the minhag. The minhag is to use three because we're worried about kinyan matas. That's why Rabbi Peres' read is better, is because ha de lo sagi. What's ha de lo sagi? What's the ha? What are we pointing at? So the way I was reading it was like, it's like Rashi's afilu, meaning ha de we use three. But that's funny to write it like that. That should be like ha de nahaginu, you know, nahagnu to have three dayanim. What Rabbi Peres is saying, it sounds more like he's saying ha de ba'inan gimel, meaning ha de Reb Meir ba'inan gimel. So I hear that. That is a good point. Just it Tosas becomes hard. That's all. But yeah, in the Chacham they're on the same page, right? Yeah. It's interesting. I won't read it out now, just because I want to get to something else still. But Rabbeinu Yonah assumes, like we were saying in Rashi, that the Hilchasa of the Gemara is not such a mapecha. The Hilchasa of the Gemara is just that we pass him like the Chachamim, not like Reb Meir. Meaning we pass like a chamim that yisagi be'echad, and therefore pshar tzricha kinyan. But in Echnami, Reb Meir, who holds you need three dayanim, would not need a kinyan, like Rav Ashi said. But the hilchasa is hilchasa we paskin pshar tzricha kinyan. What does that mean? Hilchasa pshar tzricha kinyan. It means hilchasa you only need pshar bechad, and therefore hilchasa pshar tzricha kinyan. It's simple. There's no big ma'apech here. And that's what we were suggesting sort of in Rashi as well. The one thing that's interesting in Rashi, this really only occurred to me when I was saying it now, is that this, Rabbi Peres pointed out yesterday, but it's seen in the past also, the Mordechai quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam. You guys saw this? Bachronim quoted, so you'll see it if you want to look for it. The Mordechai quotes Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam, that it's such a funny, I thought of this Shita in learning the Sugya, and I thought this can't be possible, but yeah, so the Mordechai has a sheet like this, that it depends. If you make a pshara al yidei echad, so pshara is just a pshara, so you need a kinyan to strengthen it. But if you make a pshara al yidei shlosha, then you don't need a kinyan anymore. Meaning it depends how you do the pshara. If you do the pshara al yidei one yachid, then you need a kinyan, pashat. If you do a pshara al yidei gimel, then you don't need a kinyan anymore because you did al yidei gimel. What it sounds like is that Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam is saying, when you do a pshara b'yachid, a pshara is not a din, it's a yachid. It's just a guy making a pshara, so then you need a kinyan to be mischayev b'das. When you make a beis din to sit on the pshara, so now you've turned it into a maisa beis din by sitting a beis din on the case. So now you don't need a kinyan anymore. That's very, very fascinating and strange, right? Meaning the way I do it determines what this is pshara din or not din? It depends on the way you do it. That's very, very hard to imagine.
You say that he's just assuming the whole either kinyan or beis din is just
Yeah, I think you could. I think you have to look in the words to make sure that works, but that's a possible other shot. I think the way that people read the verse of Tehillim is the way I just said it, but yeah, that's one possibility. We could think about that. Rutorsky had a different suggestion. Rutorsky also, this isn't tenable. It can't be that it depends on how you do this. It's strange. Rutorsky had a different shot, not for now, but Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, but maybe your shot is another Mahalach in the Mordechai also. What I just wanted to point out is that is Rashi bavorning that? Rashi says, Afilu nasis b'shlosha. If it's obvious to Rashi that there's no ma'apech in the Gemara, it's like Rabbeinu Yonah said, we're just passing like a chamim, meaning it's pshara b'yachid. So pshara b'yachid, what does that tell you about pshara? Pshara b'yachid means that pshara is not a din Torah. It's just a... So avada, even if I had 1,000 dayanim, it would just be a pshara. It's not a din... Pshara defines what it is. So I know it's b'yachid. I know it's not a din Torah. So I know you need a kinyan. Rashi says, no, afilu nasis b'shlosha. Even if it's nasis b'shlosha, shgayag Rashi, it doesn't matter how I do it, as long as I know what pshara is. Pshara is b'yachid, that means pshara is not a din Torah. I need a kinyan. Says Rashi, no, there's a sheet out there. Yosef Tavelim, I don't know, he's quoting, I'm just saying, he's warning this possibility that maybe you would have thought, Rashi says, maybe you would have thought, I'm testing this out, I didn't think about this till now. Maybe you would have thought that, yeah, Pshara is not a din, but if you did it Bishlosha, now it becomes a din, or now there's some reason that it should revert to needing no more kinyan. Says Rashi, no, even if you did all the Bishlosha, you need a kinyan. Maybe. You hear? That shita, he's being omen on.
But Rashi does, Rashi does quote.
I don't care. Meaning, great. I don't care if he's quoting or not quoting. I mean, the point is that in Svara he's bavorning it.
Right.
Meaning, it lends like legitimacy to the shita. Yeah. I'm not gonna start quoting back to Kanifo, but we've already been there. Chabura. Yeah. The Maskanas of Gemara is Hilchos of Pshara Tzricha Kinyan. So Tosfos have a Dian over here. Not really a Dian. They have a preconceived, they have a conclusion before they started. They're biased almost. Like they know what the answer is. They have an arrow on the thing and they're just painting a target around it. But they know Mechila is Ein Tzricha Kinyan. And they just try to give Raya's that way. And sometimes they bring a Raya the other way and prove why it's not a Raya the other way. So Tosfos say that if the kinyan was nasis lifnei hapshara, the kinyan was done before the pshara was made, then the Gemara is not a raya that mechila tzricha kinyan. Because in our case, the reason why you need a kinyan is because we're worried that it's mechila betas. You say, I'm mochel, meaning I want to take a pshara, meaning I'm mochel, whatever the dayanim decide is the pshara, I'm willing to go with. And they say, good, you're mochel, you owe the guy $1,000, I wasn't mochel on that, I was mochel on up to $500, $1,000? So it's a mechila betas. So we say, no, you need a kinyan to be to make that strong enough mechila. But generally speaking, mechila doesn't need a kinyan. That's Tosei. And Tosei, even if the kinyan takes place after the pshara, it's still not a raya that mechila needs a kinyan in general. Maybe you need it over there. Why? I forget. What's Tosei? I have it. V'afilim nefare shakinin hu la'achar pshara akati in raya mikan demotzi. Remember that kinyan also sheyesh la'achar lefroa aval lahay demachle in sarach kinyan. Maybe the kinyan was for the guy who is paying, but the guy who's being mochel doesn't need the kinyan. Either way, mechila answer your kinyan. In this case, the kinyan is to strengthen something, either a concern that there's going to be mechila talis or even if they afterwards. Okay. So what Tosfos are saying, though, you saw this day what Tosfos are saying, is so Tosfos are saying that the reason that you would need a kinyan by mechila is to strengthen the mechila, to make sure that it's not a kinyan betas. Otherwise, you could be taina that it was mechila betas. Now, it happens to be true that even after you make a kinyan, you could still say, I didn't mean to be mochel that much. But okay, but that's what Tosei, Alima Milsa, whatever, Alima Milsa Tvei, meaning once I made a kinyan, it's a stronger mechila, even though I gataina that I didn't mean it. Yeah, Rav Torsky, Bishaito, pointed out that the Rambam really has this also. The Rambam is in Perek Hei of Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Yad Aleph, through Halacha Gimel, Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Halacha Yad Aleph, Perek Hei, Halacha Yad Aleph, Yesh Dvarim Harbe, She'enon Tzrichim Kinyan, Ve'en LeKinyan Bohem Ta'am. There are a lot of things that don't need a kinyan, and there's really no reason for the kinyan in halacha. Kigon amashachras abdo v'amagarish ishto, o se shliach, o amosa moda, o mevata moda. All those cases, you're not being makna anything. You're just making a kinyan stam. Say stam. It says Ram o hamochel chaveru chov opikadun sheish biado. That's our case, right? Mechilo on a chov. All those types of things don't really need a kinyan. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yigimel, why do you do a kinyan then? Why are you making a kinyan? Kinyan zesh nagu lahaknos be'elu advarim eino ma'ol klum. It doesn't do anything halachically. What does it do halachically in terms of the big makna the chov? Ella lehodio she'eino omer advarim elu kemesachik umhazel ella shegamar belivo ba'achkach amar. Right? What you're doing when you make a kinyan is a kinyan zuder. What you're doing when you make the kinyan zuder is you're showing I really mean what I'm doing. Seriously, I'm making a heschayv as midas. So that's what Tosfos is saying also, right? Tosfos is saying all these things. It's not that mechila. Sorry, all these things. Tosfos is saying about one thing. Our case is mechila chov. In the case where I'm coming for a pshar, I'm being mochel a chov, basically. So it's not that I need a kinyan in order to be makneth the mechila, make the mechila chal. No, mechila is chal on its own. Mechila is a mechila. It works. I'm doing the kinyan to make sure it doesn't get construed afterwards or misconstrued afterwards as a mechila betos. Says the Rambam, that's true about a lot of things. That's true about shliach, that's true about moser moda, mevatel moda. All of those kinyanim are not kinyanim in the classic sense. They're kinyanim to show his chayvas midas to whatever decision I'm making currently. So it strengthens the das. We'll come back, Leonetta, to the concept of kinyan suder and how that works and why that's shy of what we're talking about. But Rambam and Tosfos are on the same page in terms of that, because one of the examples that Rambam brings is Tosfos' example of Mechilas Chov. Yeah, so anyways, Lefi das Tosfos, so it's Pshita lan Me'od, that Mechila eina tzricha kinyan. And Shiny Pshara, you're worried about Mechila Batas. In terms of Mechila tzricha kinyan or not tzricha kinyan, there's a famous chakira, the Machan Ephraim, all the Achronim quote, the Machan Ephraim has a chakira, what is Mechila? How does Mechila work? We're not going to get too much into it because it's mostly raid over here, but the Machan Ephraim has two tzadim possible to how to explain Mechila. Is Mechila actually a Maisa kinyan? Meaning the same way I could be Machan something to you with Meshicha and Agbah and Kesef, all those different kinyanim, there's another kinyan out there, a kinyan of Mechila. So I'm Mochel from my Rishas to your Rishas, I'm giving it over to you. It's a kinyan. Or no, Mechila doesn't work like that. Mechila works like this. I owe you $100. And you say, I'm Moichel Zayin. I don't need your what did I say, $100? Your $200. I don't need your $200. I don't need $200. So what happened? You were macking $200 to me? That's one possibility. The other possibility is, no, the $200 are in my Rishus, and you have a tviya, you have a chov pulling. There's a gravitational pull of that chov towards you. And you cut the rope loose. You cut the gravity force out, and the mimela, the chov, just remains by me. It's not a kinyan. It's just that once I'm Meichel, so I get to retain what I already have. I owe you $100. You say, no, you don't. Good. Now we're status quo, which is that the $100 is in my Rishus. That wasn't a kinyan. That was just a siluk. I removed myself from the tviya of trying to pull on the chov that was in your Rishus. That's the chakira made sense. That's a classic. That's the chakira. So maybe our question of Mechila Tzricha Kinyan or not Tzricha Kinyan is totally in exactly this. Meaning, if Mechila is a Kenyan, so Tzricha Kenyan. You got to do something to be Maknet. If you just say, Ba'alma, I'm Mochel, so it's a Kenyan Bidvarim. No, you got to do something. You got to make a Kenyan. So you do a suit, the Kenyan suit there, to do a Maisa, to pull that Maisa Kenyan through. But if Mechila is not a Kenyan, it's just a see, look, I'm just removing myself from the, I don't have any Negias to your Mammon anymore. I don't have any Tfias on your Mammon anymore. I'm just stepping away. Now it's Mimela yours. I don't need a Kenyan for that. That's just going to work Mimela. It's going to work Mimela. That's easy. That's the Chakira. So, the Stipler has, and this is the, Rav Schefter quotes this all the time. I think he quoted it when he came here as a guest. He quotes the Stipler here. For me, it's in Simon Hay. I never know if it's different in the new ones, but Simon Hay in Sanhedrin, he has a very good essay about all the different types of Mechila and all the sigs of Mechila. So this is that essay. And he gives three possible nafkaminas. First of all, he gives our nafkamina, if you need a kinyan or don't need a kinyan. Not in order, by the way. That's third of all in order. First of all, in order, he says there's a nafkamina whether Mechila works to a katan. Liman da'amar that das acheres makne doesn't work for a katan, because otherwise it's just das acheres makne, or he's too young for das acheres makne bichal. Either way, so what if I have he has a chov by me and I'm mochel it to the katan? So if it's a kinyan, so a katan can't make a kinyan. You can't be makne to him. Das acheres makne doesn't work. Let's say, so you're not going to be able to be mochel to a katan. But if mechila is just a siluk, so the katan already has the money by him, and you say I don't want your money, so then of course it works because nothing had to happen. You just this. Absolve yourself from the case, and now it's his. That's one nafkamina he says. The other nafkamina he says is that, can I be mochel bal karcho shal lova? The lova owes me money, and I say, I don't want your money. But like, he's a firm guy, and he says, no, I want to be mekayim in the midst of paying back. I don't accept your mechila. So is that a mechila or not? So if it's a kinyan, he can't be mochel bal karcho. He has to be koned, and he's not koned. He's bal karcho, he doesn't want it. But adrabah. If it's a kinyan, you're... No, the way I said it, yeah. He's being... He doesn't want it. So how can he be koned something he doesn't want? You need a maisa kinyan. You need a maisa kinyan. But if it's a siluk ba'alma, so there's no rutzin and there's no concern about his kavana. It's in his rishus already, and now I'm saying I don't want it anymore, so now it remains by him. It blibes by him. It's his money. It was his money the whole time. It stayed in his rishus. Mechila is just a siluk. I just stepped away from the process. Those are the... You should look inside. But those are the basic, the raid that the stipler brings. But the stipler ends... You should read this inside. Machayev, you're inside, but because I'm not really doing it justice right now. But the Stipler ends by saying, well, it doesn't end. He starts the second half of his piece by saying that this Dion, it's a nice chakira, but it's not true. Our nafkamina is not true because everyone agrees, Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. It's just like that's the pshutim shel dvarim in all of the rishonim. Our Tosfos assumes it Talmud Pashut, and he says all the rishonim really assume that. He quotes a Mordechai. It's possible that mechila ain't tzricha kinyan because a kinyan already exists. It's not don't need. It's already have. It's that the fact the guy's holding the davar in his hands, so to speak, is the ma'isa kinyan. It's like a chatzero yado kechatzero. But okay, he deals with that a little bit. But he says no one really thinks mechila tzricha kinyan. So this chakira doesn't account for mechila tzricha kinyan or ain't tzricha kinyan. Mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. Whether you hold mechila as a siluk, whether you hold mechila as a kinyan, mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. Either because it doesn't need a kinyan, or because maybe a kinyan already exists by mechila. I rushed through that, but was that enough that people chapped the Rashi Prakim there in the stipler? It's worth looking at inside. Yeah? Any questions? The end of the piece in the stipler, this is what I really wanted to rush to get to. Now, I don't know. We'll get to it. But the end of that piece, so he says there's a different type of mechila that exists as well in Torah, in Halacha. So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishpat in Yud Beis Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch Mechaber Paskins, Yud Beis Yud Zayin and Chesh Mishpat, that someone who is Nischayev a Shvua to someone else, so the second party can be Mochel a Shvua. Never mind, I don't need a Shvua from you. So Stipe says, I don't understand. If Mechil is a Siluk, okay, fine. He had a Tviya on a Shvua. Now he's saying, I'm Mochel Zayin, so I don't need your Shvua anymore, fine. But if Mechil is about Kinyan, about Hakna, so I can't be makne the shvua back to, what is that? There's no kinyanim here. What kinyan is there from the shvua to the from the mava to the lova? You can't have a kinyan of a shvua. So the stipler says it must be according to the mandamer that mechila is a hakna, that there's a third type of way mechila can work, and this is his words. V'nirat yesh b'mechila inyan shlishi. There's really a third type, a third sug of how mechila works. The mechila kipiron. Mechila is actually like paying back. I mean, it's not only a. It's not only that it could work like a siluk. It's not only that it could work like I'm makna something to you, but it also could work that my mechila is as if I paid that thing back. I gave the davar to you. Uv mechila shvua have like ki'ilu nishbalo. Ichat, meaning it's like ki'ilu iskabalti. When I say, you owe me a shvua, I'm maichel. What does that mean, I'm maichel? It means it's as if you already made the shvua to me. And I was recently in a conversation with someone and I was... They expressed a feeling, and I wasn't. I said, "I'm not able to express the feeling. I need time to think about how to say it." I was trying to say akar zatov to someone, a very deep akar zatov. I couldn't say it, so the person said, "Hari kis kabalti." I mean, the fact that you're struggling so hard to say the akar zatov out, I chap how deep it is. I'm meichel on the actual words, but not because I don't need them, but because I already have them. Hari kis kabalti. I received your akar zatov already. I got your akar zatov already. So that's how it works. It's a piron. It's as if that thing was actually paid back already. It's lamnishes gishmak, but it's very, very important and it's central in a different sugya that we'll try to rush through quickly now. The Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Lamed and Beis has the case of Zar Shachal Truma Bezadon. A Zar Shachal Truma Bezad is Chayev Misa Bidei Shemayim. There's a lot of things to know here, but you could look it up if you want to get the details down. But basically, he's Chayev Misa Bidei Shemayim. And according to one Abai versus Rava, within Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, according to one man the Amar there, so he should be pater mitashlumim because of kimle Rabbi Minei, and according to other man the Amar Rava, he shouldn't be because kimle shouldn't apply when it's misa b'deshmayim, only when it's karis. But either way, according to Abai, he should be pater from tashlumim because kimle Rabbi Minei. The very moment that I was in mischayev misa b'deshmayim zar shachal truma b'mezid, I was also mischayev in tashlumim truma, paying back the kahanim for taking the truma, so I should be pater from tashlumim paying back. Because I'm chayev misa b'dei shemayim. Make sense? Meaning, if you know kimle Rabbi Minei, you're wondering how that makes sense. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana's klal is that it applies to even spiritual types of, not misa is based in, either that's limited to kares, which is what Rava says, or Abaye says even misa b'dei shemayim. That's the machlokas in the Gemara over here. But within Abaye, so you should be pater from tashlumim, because it was misa b'dei shemayim, you were chayev when you were zar shachal truma b'mezid. So Tosfos there ask Kasha, why is a shagig shachal truma chayiv l'shalim? Nicha, okay, fine. You're telling me so mezid he's kimle d'rab minei he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim so he's pater from paying. B'shogig he will be chayiv to pay because he's not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Why is he chayiv to pay? Don't we hold like Tanu Bechiskia daf lamed hey in Ksubis that even shogigin have the klal of kimle d'rab minei if b'mezid it would have been kimle d'rab minei. So even Achal Truma B'Shogeg, where he's Chayiv Mises based in, he shouldn't have to pay, even if it was B'Shogeg, because he was shoging on something, which are chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, we should say kim ledrav mi'etan v'chizkiya. The question is not as important, but hopefully you follow the question a little bit. The Tos give an answer that that's not shayich. Kimle is not shayich by truma b'shogeg. Because tashlume truma, which is what we're talking about here, tashlume truma are not mamon. What are they? Tashlume truma are kapara. Tashlume, it's a kapara for what you did in Avera. It's not that you owe anyone money. It's not that there's some mamon is digging a tvi against you. No. It's that I ate truma b'shogeg, I should have to pay to get a kapara for what I did. So Kimlei only patters by mamo, not by kapara. That's what Tos say. Tos says in Psachim too, I think. But Tos, that's Tos. Bavakama, I'm Psachim. Bavakama. Psachim, they say something else. It comes by Chametz Shal Hekdesh or whatever. Oh, I'm saying the Tos is not Psachim. It's quoting the Gemara Psachim. Okay. So that's Tos's day, that Kimlei doesn't apply to kapara. And Tos bring a raya. Where's the raya from? Mishnah and Truma. Mishnah and Truma. The Mishnah in Truma says in Vav Aleph, the Mishnah in Truma says that if a Kohen is owed Tashlume, Truma, he cannot be Mochel on the Tashlumen. Says Tosis, you see a raya from here, Tashlume Truar Kapara. Because if a Kapara, if a Tashlume Truma is about Mamanis, so why can't the Kohen be Mochel and say, I don't need your money. I don't need your Tashlume Truma. I'll find the money elsewhere. No, it's not about his money. It's about what? It's about Kapara. So he can't be Mochel on your Kapara. It's not fair. The Kohen can't say, I'm Mochel Zayin, don't get an atonement for what you did. No, he can't say that. So Kapara doesn't work. Mechila doesn't work. Why not? Because Kapara is not Shayach by Mechila. Says Tosus, what you see is that this is not a Mamanis Digadin. Kimle doesn't apply and Mechila doesn't apply. The Rash in Trumas gives a different pshat. He quote Tosus' pshat, but he argues on. He says, Gzeris HaKosavhu, Mechila doesn't work by the Kohen. Gzeris HaKosavhu, Shechayv L'Shalim Davar HaRoy Leos Kodesh, Ve'ein Yachal Liftor Alav B'damim. Says the Rash, no. The Gzeris HaKosav, the mitzvah is that when a person eats truma, azar, she'achal truma, he has to repay. Not that he has get punished, that he has to pay it back. He has to replace what he took from Hekdesh. So, Chayv Adon Lom B'Lashon Rabo, if he took potato chips, shel Hekdesh, he can't return $5. He has to give back potato chips to Hekdesh, right? Or cookies, or chocolate cake, right? He has to give those things back to Hekdesh. Why? It has to be a davar haroi lios kodesh ve'en yachal lifter alav b'damim. You can't get out of that by paying it back. You got to replace what you stole, so to speak, from Hekdesh. That's the chiyuv of tashlume truma. What does that show you? The Rash says, even though mechila works kilu iskabalti, mechila should work because it is as if I received it. But that's not enough here. It's not that Mechila doesn't work. It's that Mechila would have been a Piron, but we need more than a Piron. We need more than a Piron. It's not just that you need to pay back Hekdesh. You need to actually give back the item Shel Hekdesh that's Roy Liz Kadesh Bimekomo. So Mechila could be a Piron. It could be Ki'ilus Kabalti. Hekdesh will say, oh, it feels as if you gave it to me. Shkoyach, but you have to give them potato chips, not the value. Itaka is, you gave them back $5, but where's the potato chips that I want to be makdish now to hekdish? That's what's missing by Tashlume Truma, says the Rash, even though Mechila is kiskabalti, and even though that would have been a piro and mamish, that's not enough, that doesn't suffice by Tashlume Truma. The other Ma'amakim you need, we'll end with this, is Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shirim in the beginning of Bavasra, Oz Beis, the very, very beginning of Bavasra. So he talks about whether Mechila should work by Kapara or not. Like, if you, Laman Damar Kufra Kapari, so does Mechila work? That's what the Tosis is on Mem Gimel or whatever in Bavkam. So does Mechila work by Kapara? So I'll just read you a few lines and then we'll end. Vatam, de Mechila misalekes zuchus atoveya, umemela patar nitva. The way Mechila works, he says, is that I have, again, a tviya. I have a rope attached to your money because you owe me that money. And it's a constant pull. Then I say, you know what? I release that chov. Now it stays by you. Umemela patar nitva. That's how mechila works by a chov. Amnam, I nema de mechila ki kabbalah. If you say that, no, mechila is ki'ilu, harin is his ki'ilu is kabalti, ze shayach gam de kapara. That should also be true by kapara, which is what the Rash is saying. The Rash is saying, mechila would have worked by kapara, it's just that you need more than that by truma, you need to actually replace it. Says Rabbi Chanan, ze shayach gam bekapara, if mechila works as hareini kehis gabalti, as if I received this piron, that should work by kapara too. Shari ilu shileim lo hakofer, hayachal hachzir lo. If I gave you the kofer, you could have given it back to me. It's all about just giving it to you. So clearly, mechila should work too. If it's as if I gave it to you, and then you, let's say it like this, I owe you kapara. So I give it to you, and then you give it back to me. Like the dollar bills with the Lubavitch Rebbe, Ayin Sham. That he gave you the dollar bill, but then he took it back. Not really. We'll talk about that after. But someone, there's been deus that he took. Either way, we'll talk about it soon. But so I can give it to you, and then you can give it back to me. So my shnuff, I give it to you, and you give it back to me, versus I say, hey, you be Michael Zion. You say, yeah, it's as if I got it already and gave it back to you. Same thing. So Mechila could work by Kapara if you hold that Mechila is Ki'ilu is Kabalti. The Efshir Zezehu Taimo Shel Rash Betrumas, says Rabbi Chanan. That's the Pshat in the Rash. The Gabi Kapara Shaykh Mechila, Be'etim it would work. V'chein Yuvan Tam Rash Ma'de Lo Mahani Be'emes Mechila Tashlumi Truma, because you need Dabra Ha'ra'i Lo'os Kodesh. In terms of Kapara, it would have been a Kapara. It would be, Hekdesh would say, it's Ki'ilu is Kabalti and I give it back to you. Instead, it will just be mochel, so that it's a piron. But be'etzem in halacha, it's the exact same thing. It's as if you gave it to me, and I returned it to you. Says the Rash, yeah, but that's not enough by tashlumi truma. By tashlumi truma, even though it's true that mechila is kipiron, mechila is like they received it, that's not enough by hektish. By hektish, you need to be machzir, that davar haroi lias kadesh bimakomo. So this yisod, that mechila ain't tzrich a kinyan. So that's potentially telling a chakira, not necessarily telling a chakira. But what the Stifler pointed out to us, there's a third, you know, kind of way of looking at mechila is very important, because it chaps that nafkamina, whether you would say you have to say like Tosis, or whether you could say like the Rash, and therefore you have to say a different reason entirely for why by Tashlumei Truma the mechila wouldn't be enough. Like the Mishnah in Truma says that mechila wouldn't be enough for the kind to say Amaychel, not because like Tosis says, because mechila can't work by Kapara. Taka could work by Kapara because it's a Piron. No, for a totally entirely different reason, that by Hekdish, by Tashlumei Truma, you have to replace the item physically, and that a mechila certainly hasn't accomplished. Okay, we'll stop here.